interviewing me, God.
Welcome to St. Augustine, the nation's oldest city.
Thank you.
Founded in 1565 by Pedro Menendez de Avilés.
Okay, great.
I understand that you have questions for me today, and I shall be happy to answer to the best of my ability.
Okay, well I'm sure you will. Okay, state your full name.
My name is Hubert W.
Okay.
I am of Spanish, Menorcan, and other mixture. And my grandfather, the Spaniard, was a native of Asturias, a province in northern Spain. My mother, Lottie, who preferred Charlotte to Lottie, Fellaini, was a descendant of the Turnbull Menorcan colony that came to New Smyrna Beach in 1768, and 9 years later came to St. Augustine, Florida, in 1777. So I am proud to be called a Menorcan.
Okay.
Up to the time of my generation, we were looked down upon as a poor and humbled people. But since that time, history has brought out that we should be proud of our heritage. Looking back into history, I have found that the writers of early Greece mentioned that in the Balearic Islands, the island of Menorca was settled by Rhodanes, people of Rhodes, when Rhodes was the ruler of the known earth, and by Boeotians, the Greek people who settled the coastal areas of Greece and, I understand, the Black Sea. These people were known as hostile to strangers, with the possible exception of the Phoenicians, with whom they traded for many years. In the founding of Carthage, the Carthaginians overran the island of Menorca and built large cities around the coast. And if I'm not mistaken, the family of Major settled in the estuary, which is now Port Mahon, the capital of Menorca. Theodella was the earlier capital, some 40 miles across the island, which was connected during the British period by a military road. At the fall of Carthage, Menorca reverted to an island in the Mediterranean. Some 23 years later, the Romans claimed that pirates operated from the island. So they sent an expeditionary force, including 3,000 settlers, half of whom came from Italy and half from the Catalonian coast of Spain. This settled the islands down to where the people, the true Menorcans, were pacified in a sense. And they exported jackasses, donkeys, to the Roman legions to be used as beasts of burden. Also, Menorcan youth were enlisted in the Roman legions as Balearic slingers. So to this day, when our boys build their own slingshots, we can understand how this came about. From their forefathers, they have inherited this ability as slingers. And woe betide the poor cats, dogs, and birds in the neighborhood. This brought us up to the time of the real recorded history of Menorca. Great Britain wanted to make another Gibraltar in Menorca. The French were very opposed to it. Fort